nothing on you. So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.
Good evening, parents and guardians. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build a stronger relationship with your family, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our individual sponsors, Eddie and Maxine Jordan Jr., as well as our corporate sponsor, founding CEO, TV personality, and recording artist for the Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Save movement with Mr. Willie Moore Jr. Please visit Mr. Willie Moore Jr.'s website at www.williemoorejr.org. WILLIEMOOREJR.org. And Mr. Willie Moore Jr. Has been a longtime supporter of the Education for All radio show since it started in 2014, as well as Education for All Incorporated. And I want to take a special moment to just ask you all to keep Mr. Moore uplifted in your prayers. He founded the Young Fly Save movement several years ago, and he has been blessed with a host of opportunities lately. And right now, he is the nightly host on The Nightly Spirit on Gospel 1600. And so he, I know that's a huge commitment. And so I just want to ask that you all would keep him lifted up in your prayers so that he can also continue the ministry that he feels God has brought him to, which has been very successful in terms of touching the lives of all people, but in particular our young people. And so just want to lift him up in prayer that God continues to bless him as he is exposed through many different venues that give him a great opportunity to help spread his message. So tune in daily at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time to the Nightly Spirit on Gospel 1600. He is a radio DJ and host for that syndicated show. So just keep him uplifted in his prayer and in your prayers. Also keep his family uplifted. He and his wife have added to their family. So this is another son for him. And so recently with the birth of their child, this helps him to stay lifted up so that he's able to balance his time fulfilling what God's purpose is for him and his life as a father, as a husband first, and a father, also as a radio host and the founder of Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Save movement. So thanks again, Mr. Willie Moore Jr., for all your support, and Education for All and its listeners do have you uplifted in their prayers and thoughts. If you would like to promote a product or a service for parents and families or become a program sponsor, please contact me, Carletta, that's Carletta, at education, the number 4, ALLINC.com. Carletta at educationforallinc.com. Also, for resources, programs, scholarships, and our Involved Parent magazine, please visit our website at www.education4ALLINC.com. And just would like to remind you that our Involved Parent magazine is available on our website, and we will be updating the website with the next issue of Involved Parent magazine. We're going to push that date back to September 1st. We originally had August 1st. However, we want to update the look and layout of the magazine. So I'd like for all of those who are listening out there to please keep us uplifted in your prayers as we seek partnerships from those who are able to help contribute to the magazine's look and layout and just overall thematic flow. So we are seeking, particularly it's a great opportunity for interns or upstarts, someone who just wants to get their name out. So please be prayerful of that. If anyone is interested, please refer them my way. They can give me a call at 314-397-8757, 314-397-8757, or they can give me an email at Carletta@educationforallinc.com. We're looking for individuals with photography and graphic design and layout experience, whether it's with newspapers or magazines, but this is for our magazine in particular, Involved Parent Magazine. So we would like to make sure that we get this opportunity out. And again, please be prayerful. We would like to change and just update the look of the magazine so that it is definitely more parent-friendly in its appearance and a little less academic. So keep us lifted in your prayers that the right individual comes our way very shortly. And again, this is a great opportunity for those who would like to intern, if you need college credit, or if you're up and coming in your business in any of those areas, photography, graphic design, and layout, particularly for magazines, then please consider this opportunity. Give me a call, Carletta, 314-397-8757, or email me at Carletta@educationforallinc.com. Today's guest, we have Ms. Sylvia Burns with Trinity Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. There is a free family health fair which is coming available, and I know Sylvia is very active. She has a choir engagement, and so if Sylvia, you are on the air, please press 1 so that I can bring you into the conversation so that you can talk about what is going on, or if there are any of your associates who are assisting you with the program and they are available, please feel free to call in, area code 646-595-4481, and press 1 so that I may bring you into the conversation. So we will continue. We will talk about health and just basically some things that we want to make sure we look at, because health is so important, particularly today with the types of food that we are eating and the more that we find out about the foods that we eat. I love to watch Dr. Oz. I'm a huge Dr. Oz fan. And so with Dr. Oz, they talk about GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and what science is doing with a lot of the foods that we are eating, from altering the genes of the food so that foods can grow larger, or they can maintain their color, or maybe they can get a particular color that may be more appealing to the eye than the original color is. So there's quite a bit that science is doing, and in some cases it can be helpful for areas in particular where there is famine and there may be drought, huge areas of drought. And so sometimes when we look at those areas, you know, or we look at the space program, it may be great to have some of these experimental foods in some of these situations because there may not be any other more suitable or viable alternatives, and that may be the best that can be done at that time. But however, when we just focus on America, since we are in the United States, you know, there are so many options available to us, and science may not necessarily need to utilize some of these advancements, or what's termed as quote unquote advancements, because it is kind of, it is hindering a lot of our health. It's causing some health problems that, again, in our society in America, that we may not necessarily need to experience because we are we do have many more options that are available and many natural options that are available because we're not high famine and high drought areas. So if you'd like to join in the conversation anytime, please feel free to press 1. We are talking about health today, health in general. So feel free to press 1, and we can bring you to the conversation. At the health fair that Trinity Mount Carmel will be hosting next Saturday on the 25th, so I guess I should say the upcoming Saturday because Sunday does start our week, this event is free and open to the public. There will be fitness, several types of health screenings as well as resources available, and fitness experts will be there. Staying fit is definitely something we all should do. And just on a note, side note, we can't assume that because we may be skinny, sometimes we assume that because we're skinny, we don't work out or anything like that, but we eat and eat because when we have a high metabolism and we have little body fat, that we're fit. And not necessarily so. Sometimes you can look at a person who's heavier and they be more agile and flexible and more able to do or complete certain tasks, physical tasks, that a person who is just slim naturally may not necessarily be able to do. So we do need to get out of the mindset that because a person appears, that a person is skinny, that they appear, and we can assume that they are physically fit and definitely healthy. Sometimes they are missing some nutrients, or they may have more of a particular nutrient than is necessarily needed for their body. So visiting with the fitness experts at this event would give you a greater understanding and working knowledge for what physical fitness should look like and what it should entail. Dental and vision, unfortunately, with the health requirements today and health insurance, and I mean, fortunately for some, it has really been a benefit. Some of those who might not have otherwise had health benefits are now able to get the benefits that they need. And then for some, there may still be some questions that linger. But we want to make sure that with our dental and our vision, we're keeping up with those. Sometimes those get put on the back burner, and people tend to look at those as luxury. But keep in mind, your mouth is where a lot of people are able to detect your overall health. So if your teeth are yellowed and stained, if they're chipped, if they're rotted away, if your breath is bad or your tongue is excessively white, or things like that, those can indicate health issues. So it's important to go to the dentist because they are trained to look for particular cancers, other types of diseases that start in your mouth. And then also just to prevent some things from happening. I know I always tell people that as long as I was at home, I had not one cavity growing up as a kid. People find that amazing, but I really didn't. We ate healthy, and I brushed my teeth 3 times a day. I drank my milk, and I stayed healthy. And then once I got on my own, then the cavities started coming along with the root canals and fillings and everything else. And so I think at this point I've kind of slowed down. So I'm really grateful for that because those are not wonderful experiences in the least bit. But the main thing is to go every 6 months for a regular dental checkup. That way you can make sure that you're watching things. And that's what I like about the dentists that I've had over the years. They have not been quick to just, drill or to put a crown or filling in, but they've been watching things and they give me advice and suggestions for how to take care of things or how to prevent things from getting worse. So it's really important to go to the dentist on a regular basis and to start your kids out young. They can start out very young as long as they're able to sit up. They have, I believe, most of their teeth, so somewhere around maybe 3, you want to start having your children go to the dentist. It may even be 2, 2.5, but just contact a pediatric dentist. And that's something that I want to mention quickly as well, that making sure you have the right doctor for you, for your particular age group, and maybe even for your gender. For kids, kids really need to see pediatric dentists and vision and ophthalmologists that deal with children's vision, or at least in the family vision, so that you can know that if they see families, they're seeing little kids and toddlers. So you want to have somebody who's very used to and very comfortable and knowledgeable in working with little ones. So someone who practices on adults all the time, while they may be excellent with adults, there is a certain skill when it comes to working with a 2 or 3 year old. So you want to make sure that your child is comfortable and that the dentist is comfortable and able to do their job. So make sure, you know, every 6 months you do that dental visit, and that's when you change over your toothbrush. So make sure every 6 months you change that toothbrush. And on that note, when you're sick, if you've had a really bad sore throat, you know, it's good to soak it if you can, you know, soak it in maybe some Listerine or some sort of mouthwash overnight, or just throw it out altogether and get a new toothbrush, because your toothbrushes, they do hold germs. But if you know that you've been really, really sick, the flu, strep throat, you know, those are opportunities and instances, rather, where you may just want to get a new toothbrush altogether. Or like I said, soak it if you feel like it's not that serious, then, you know, at least soak it in some mouthwash to help kill those germs and bacteria that have set in. And vision, you know, I would say with kids, it's kind of hard to tell if they need glasses. I know as a kid, sometimes I wasn't quite sure, was I seeing the right thing? And then you have kids who, they want the contacts. And let's face it, parents, some of us are willing to go out and buy our kids all kinds of colored contacts, zombie contacts, and every other kind, cat's eyes, and all these abnormal colors, that just because it's a fashion statement. So sometimes your children may be, you know, pulling the wool over your eyes so that they can get the eyes that they want you to invest in. So my suggestion is to watch your children's eye vision and health, eye health on a regular basis, so that when they get to the eye doctor, you'll know whether they need to have glasses or not. So that's just something to keep in mind. You know, see, is your child squinting? Ask them to read something for you across the room. You know, and as adults, we all do that. You know, my eyes are getting old. I can't see that. What does that say? Yeah, you know, so just ask your child. Quiz them every once in a while. And if they can read from across the room, well, when they get to the eye doctor and the chart is only on the other side of the wall behind their head, you know, they should be able to read that chart just fine. So, you know, just check on that. That way you're not buying prescription contacts, but maybe you're buying non-prescription from the drugstore or wherever you may see, you know, fashion contacts being sold. But you don't want to spend the money for a prescription contact eye exam, because there's a different price for that versus an eye exam for glasses. And you don't want to pay the money for prescription grade contacts when you can buy the non-prescription grade at a cheaper rate. And all you're doing is just buying the contact solution. So make sure, you know, parents, again, test your children's vision on a regular basis. If we're talking about health today, general health, so if you have a question or a comment, feel free to press 1. Also, I apologize, our guest today had a commitment, but however, if she or any of her associates are on the phone, feel free to press 1 at any time so that I can bring you into the conversation. A podiatrist at the event that is hosted by Trinity Mount Carmel, they will also have an on-site podiatrist. And our feet are so important. I am really big on our teenage girls and adolescent girls not wearing high heels, especially stilettos, at an early age and for an extended time. One, it doesn't look good because some of them are looking a lot older than grown women. But two, we know as grown women what those shoes do to our feet. And so to allow that same pressure on the foot and the pain that we go through or have gone through as grown women to happen to our young daughters, honestly, is a shame. And that's just how I feel. We know that as women, we have developed bunions, corns, hammer toes, and some of every blisters, calluses, and something that Dr. Oz had a celebrity on his show, and she discussed, and she pulled her shoe off and showed people how her toes look. You know, we all worry about those things. Those who saw Boomerang back in the day with Eddie Murphy, and that's one thing they talked about was women and their feet, you know, and some of us women, we wouldn't dare take our shoes off in public. If we had, then others, they don't care because they're just comfortable no matter what their feet look like. But those shoes, those stilettos and high heels, they constrict the feet and the blood flow and circulation through our feet, our arches, our ankles, our legs, our calves, our lower back area. And so for us to, again, allow our daughters at such a young age, when their bodies are still growing and developing, to go through that or experience that, you know, it just should not happen. You know, special occasions, that's one thing. But, again, keep in mind more appropriate height of shoe, you know, with a lower heel for our young ladies, not just so they can get used to them, but for health reasons. You know, the higher the heel, the more narrow the toe, it is really a health hazard when we talk about women's health. So podiatrists are very important. The back pain we experience, sometimes the headaches, it's related to our feet. And so it's very nice that there will be an on-site podiatrist who can help answer some of those questions. We do have a caller on the line. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have a question or a comment?
Yes, this is Sylvia Burns. My apologies for being so late. How are you?
That's okay. I'm glad to have you with us.
I'm just calling up to help, and I agree with you on the podiatrist and the problems with the feet. I think it's imperative that we as women think about the big picture down the road. You know, what you do to your feet now will definitely be the result of what happens to your feet later. You know, you have these big bunions and your toes are all twisted. It's just a shame the way we women, what we go through for beauty or what we think is beautiful. Because in the long run, how your body is affected later on in life is what you do with it now.
Right.
And the podiatrist is really somebody a lot of people just don't see. They don't go to a podiatrist. Mm-hmm. They go to a regular doctor, and, you know, if they even address their feet sometimes they really don't until it's too late. I think it's good to go, you know, we go to the nail salon and get our nails done and get our feet washed and massaged, and that's about it. But every now and then you should have a good X-ray of your feet just to see how the bones are shifting or if they are shifting and what damage is being done by your shoes. But in the meantime, I'm calling about our health fair and on July 25th, this Saturday, from 11 to 2 at Trinity Mount Carmel's Resource Center, 11015 Old Hall Ferry. We plan to have a great time. Hopefully everybody can come out. And we've got over 50 vendors there to try to meet the needs of the community. And I think it will be a great time for all. And we've got great entertainment. So I think it should be a blessing to the community. That is our whole hope, to be a blessing to the community and to provide some services that you may not have gone out and actually been to them, or you should have gone, and I thought about it, but I didn't make it around. Get around to it, as we say, get around to it.
Right. Now, this is an annual event. You all have had this before, and you really are inviting the actual community out because it is a great event for families and kids. What are some of the things, some of the activities besides the entertainment that people can and the vendors that they can experience? I noticed giveaways and a couple of other things.
There are giveaways and raffles. We've got we don't really have face painters, but we've got stick-on tattoos, and we're doing a little tattooing. So they're mm-hmm. they're non-permanent tattoos, so they're just kind of waterproof tattoos. And the events, we've got a few balloons, but mostly it's a little bit of entertainment with the praise dancers. And we've got something for the seniors. We've got senior line dancers, and we've got some martial arts displays. They're displaying their talents there. And I think it should be interesting for everybody.
Okay. And then I noticed the time is from 12 to 2. So is this something people should come after they've had lunch, or will they have an opportunity to grab some goodies? You know, people always want to know, will there be food?
There will be food. It's from 11 to 2, and we'll be serving some refreshments, a few hot dogs and popcorn, snow cones. In case it's so hot, hopefully we'll have good weather. But some hot dogs and some snacks and a little bit to get you refreshed and a little snack to kind of go along your way. It's no major meal, just a little snack.
Right.
And then we're going to have speakers there speaking on Save Our Sons program with the Urban League. Someone addressing prostate. Support prostate cancer. We will be doing PSAs mm-hmm. for the men to come out, and you can get a free PSA done. That's a blood test, and that's a start to make sure you keep check on that prostate. We want to prevent prostate cancer. We will have screenings for other kinds of cancer. We'll give you a questionnaire and see your risk for cancers, and we want to make sure you kind of be in the know about your health,
right.
Other than the usual cholesterol, glucose screening, we wanted to explore a few other avenues like chiropractic screenings for how is your spine lining up? Are you having headaches and neck pain and back aches? It could all be related to your spine and how things are going on there. You may just need to see a chiropractor and not take so many pain pills. So.
Sylvia, we have about less than two minutes before we go. I know it's also a back to school component. Can you talk briefly about what parents and children can see for the back to school component?
Well, we have we're trying to give some backpacks away with some school supplies in them. Just a little bit, because our youth ministry did have a back-to-school drive, and I think they gave away school supplies earlier, maybe last week or so. And so we're just extending it a little bit. So if you didn't make it to the youth ministry's event, maybe you can get a few school supplies there. So maybe it's a few backpacks and just a few things for the kids, some lunch bags, all kinds of little trinkets. We wanted everybody to leave a little something.
Okay. And I think, is there something with haircuts going on for our young men?
Free haircuts for the kids. You don't have to make an appointment. Just come out.
Okay. And then quickly before we wrap up, how can you mentioned vendors. Are you all still in need of vendors? And if so, can vendors is there a contact number for vendors?
We are filled to capacity with vendors now.
Okay.
But if you want to call me and maybe give me your information for our next event, we were planning something else, so please keep us in mind. And you can call me and maybe I can get your information for our next event. And don't forget, we'll be having HIV and STD screenings also.
Okay. And the contact number is?
202-314-202-9008.
Okay. 314-202-9008. Okay. Thank you so much, Sylvia, for joining us. And again, for the listening audience, The event takes place next Saturday, this upcoming Saturday on July 25th, 11 to 2 p.m. at the Trinity Mount Carmel Resource Center at 11015 Old Halls Ferry Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63136. And Sylvia, if you would like to give your contact information one more time, or contact information for the church, either one.
314-202-9008.
Okay. And then, as always, listeners, you can go through the website and catch the replay. There is a PowerPoint that has all the information posted, so feel free to to visit the website, www.educationforallinc.com, so that you can tune into today's episode and find the PowerPoint with the information. Also, we would like to thank our guest, Sylvia Burns, for being with us today. And I'd like to remind you all that next Sunday on the 26th, we will have Nathan the Fat Destroyer Jordan. He will talk about health and nutrition. He has a recent YouTube video of a competition that is posted. So feel free to look up Nathaniel Jordan and his competition. We're excited. He's also going to be one of our writers for the upcoming Parent Magazine, and which, again, has been pushed back to September 1st. We thank you for joining us for today's topic. We hope that you will be able to come out and support Trinity Mount Carmel's Family Health and Resource Fair. And we also ask again that you keep our corporate sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr., uplifted in your prayers as he continues as husband, father, and founder of Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Save movement, as well as the host of the syndicated radio program on Hallelujah 1600, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, called The Nightly Spirit, and his many other endeavors related to his ministry of God and God's work and God's kingdom work. We also ask that you keep Education for All uplifted in your prayers, as we are seeking particularly someone who's an intern or upstart, just wants to get their name out, to assist with the photography, graphic design, and the layout. We want to create a brand new look for our Education for All's Involved Parent Magazine. So thank you again for tuning in with us, and we will see you here next Sunday with Nathan, the Fat Destroyer, Body Fat Destroyer, Jordan, talking about health and nutrition. Again, one of our newest additions to the Involved Parent Magazine as a writer. Thank you so much, and join us back next week at 6 o'clock p.m. and catch the replay of this program tonight or during the week so that you can get more information regarding Trinity Mount Carmel, their services, as well as their upcoming event this Saturday on the 25th from 11 to 2 p.m. at their Resource Center on Old Halls Ferry Road. Thank you, and I pray favor on parents and guardians everywhere as you prepare your children for academic success this week, and we'll see you again next Sunday at 6 p.m.
Never really mattered so much to me.